If somebody was to ask you the question, what is the grand theme of Scripture? I wonder what your answer would be. What is the Bible all about? If you could just summarize it in a few words or in one sentence or two, what is the great theme of Scripture? What runs through the Word of God? Let me illustrate. Not all that long ago, we were back at our old stomping ground up on the north coast there, and we were in Port Stewart. Ate a lot of ice cream, some of those big giant waffle cones, and also, first time for many years, bought one of these, a stick of rock. I've kept it for a few days, haven't eaten it yet, but I'm going to maybe try it a little bit later on. But when you get to my age, you're still a little bit afraid of going to the dentist. And stick of rock, certainly something that's not going to help you at the dentist. And there's the famous wee photograph there of Port Stewart rock. And there you have it, a stick of rock. And right through the middle of the rock, if you can see it there, is the word Port Stewart. And it goes right through the rock, right through to the other side. So no matter where you cut the rock off, you'll have the word Port Stewart inside the rock. Right through from one end to the other, the word Port Stewart. All the way through, you've got the word in this stick of rock anyway, Port Stewart. Now for me, and this little brain of mine, it's a mystery. It's almost like a miracle how they can get the word right through the rock. I'm sure there's probably a fairly simple explanation for it because they've been doing it for many, many years. But I just don't understand. I'm sure you could watch a video on YouTube or somebody could explain to me how they get the word Port Stewart right throughout the stick of rock. But there you have it, right from one end to the other, right through the rock, the word Port Stewart. From one end to the other, all the way through the stick of rock, Port Stewart. So what's the great theme of the Bible? What's the principal subject in the Word of God? Well, in the book of Luke there, in the New Testament, the end of the Gospel of Luke, it's one of my favourite Bible books, you've got this lovely, lovely story of two individuals, two disciples. They're discouraged, they're downcast, they're disappointed, they're travelling to a little village outside of Jerusalem called Emmaus. They're talking together, they're being honest and open with each other, telling one another just exactly how they feel. It seems that their world has fallen in around them. All of their hopes and dreams seem to have come to nothing. And the one that they trusted, that they thought was the Messiah, as far as they were concerned, has been crucified. His body's been taken. He's nowhere to be found. And they just don't know who to turn to or where to go. But yet all of their fears were really in vain. Because the Word of God says there in Luke's Gospel chapter 24, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And yet at the same time they did not really initially recognize him. And as the Lord walked beside them, he began to talk to them and ask them these questions. He knew exactly how they felt. He knows how you feel as well. He knows your discouragements. He knows your disappointments. He knows those times whenever you're downcast and maybe your hopes haven't been realized. Maybe it seems that your prayers haven't been answered. And the Son of God went alongside these two discouraged saints and asked them the question, why are you sad? Why has your countenance fallen? Why are you talking the way you're talking? And they began to just be open and honest with this stranger on the road to Emmaus. And then the Word of God says this in Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, and verse number 26 and 27. The Lord Jesus Christ says, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to have entered into his glory? And he's bringing them to the central theme of Scripture, the person and work of Jesus Christ. Christ needed to suffer. He came to suffer. He came to go to that cross, and then at last to enter into glory. And then this wonderful text in verse number 27, and beginning at Moses, that's the Old Testament scriptures, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the first five books of the Bible, the books of the law that show us our sin and show us our need and show us God's requirement for blood atonement, beginning at Moses, and in all the prophets who pointed forward to the coming of the Messiah, beginning at Moses, and in all the prophets, right throughout the Old Testament scriptures, from the beginning in Genesis to the end in Malachi, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Dear friends, the Bible is all about the person and work of Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ is in every page of scripture, whether it's in promise or in prophecy or in type or in shadow or in doctrine or theology or promise or precept. He's there in all of scripture. So the grand theme of scripture, from one end to the other, right throughout the center of scripture, right throughout every book in the Bible, we have the person and work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible is a book about redemption. The Bible is a book about salvation. The Bible is a book about forgiveness, about life, about meaning, about purpose, all found in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I wonder today, do you know him? Maybe you go to church. Maybe you read the Bible. Maybe you have the Bible in your home. Do you know the Christ of the Bible? Whenever he spoke to them that day, those two on the road to Emmaus, their hearts began to warm. In fact, the Bible says their hearts began to burn within them. And all of a sudden, hope entered in as they saw Christ in the Scriptures. May you see the Savior and behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. All the way through the Scriptures, Christ. And wouldn't it be wonderful if from this moment on to the end of your life's journey, all the way through, from this point on, until at last you see the Savior, all the way through, it's you and Christ walking together. And then for all eternity, all the way through, from eternity right through, you in the presence of Christ. May God bless you, and go on and enjoy this wee stick of rock now. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.